Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
For years, evidence has been mounting that night working causes ill health, from disturbed sleep patterns to increased accidents. But these are the first government payments to women who've developed breast cancer after long spells on the night shift. Ulla Mankopf, a former flight attendant, is one of them.
I wouldn't have flown for that many years. I wouldn't. Definitely not. Because it's cancer you can die from, so I'd like to stay alive.
The Danish authorities acted following a decision by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. The agency, part of the UN World Health Organization, now ranks night working as a probable cancer risk, just one category below known carcinogens like asbestos. Union leaders have told Radio Scotland's The Investigation Programme that the UK government isn't doing enough to deal with the dangers. The Health and Safety Executive says it's commissioned its own study, but its conclusions aren't expected for another 2 years.